Getting off Ayin Bet, and we're starting on the Amud. So we saw that the Mishnah from Ayin Aleph, we came to the conclusion the Gemara said that the Reisha was Rabbi Yossi, was Rabbi Meir, the same was Rabbi Yossi. Right? Because we said there the Amud or Nichtov, Kedishtachav Amud Ketovo. And the Gemara said that the reason why was because he never said Tnu. The Gemara said, who was that? It was Rabbi Meir. The Gemara said, okay, so that's Rabbi Meir. What about the Sefer said that he couldn't hand over the one thing he would be given instructions, he couldn't transfer those instructions. It seemed like the Sefer was Rabbi Yossi, where he couldn't transfer instructions. And the Reish was Rabbi Meir, where the problem was he just didn't say Tnu. If he had said Tnu, he could have transferred instructions. And then we said maybe back and forth, maybe it's not all Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara came back to the conclusion that actually it's all Rabbi, it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. That's who ended up in the Mechuvarta, Reish, Rabbi Meir, Sefer Rabbi Yossi. So Rashi comes in now and says no. Rashi says, "I'm a Rabbi Yossi." He wants to go back and say it's all Rabbi Yossi again. Right? Was Rabbi Yossi? Velomi baikama. And really, what's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah talking about a situation of these things are so obvious that they have to be told. Right? What he's saying, and the Gemara brings three examples. He says, "Lomi bai heichadulo amar tnu." The first diuk he saw was that you don't have to tell us we never said tnu that he can't transfer to Lomim Sar. And I feel like my tnu, even if he had said tnu, it wouldn't have been good enough. Because Rabbi Yossi is absolute that you can't transfer your instructions. And the second obvious statement was, we said as well, maybe that he was speaking to two people, not to a bait minister of three. The Gemara says, even then, don't tell me. Even it's obvious if he wasn't speaking to three. But even if he had spoken to a Beit Din and told the Beit Din this instruction, they'd still be able to pass it on to anybody else. They'd have to go and write to get themselves. Velomi bai, and the third lomi bai is hechadlo amar imru. And we said as well, these are the things we spoke about in yesterday's daf. He says, well, we never said imru. And afilo amar imru, even up contra yours, even if he said imru, right, tell them, in other words, thinking that maybe he could pass it on. Nami lo, it wouldn't be, in other words, it doesn't go. This means all Rabbi Yossi. And all we're seeing over there is the Lomi Bayis. We need to have three, even with three, even if he had said Imru, and even if he said Tnu, it still make a difference. Once he gives instructions, like the Mishnah says at the end, right, it said, Ad sheyomar lesofer ketov ule'edim chatom. Thanks, man. Until he actually gave the instruction to the sofer to write the get. And he gave the instruction to the Adim to sign the get, right? Under circumstances like that, only then can they do what they're going to do. Otherwise, that's the deal, basically. You're going to tell the Sofer to write the get and the Adim to sign the get. You can't tell Adim to sign the get or to write the get or the Sofer to sign the get, etc. That is all Rabbi Yossi. That was the end of that Mishnah. Okay. Mishnah, new Mishnah now. We're going to see in this Mishnah, I marked it off here, that there's six different Bavot to this Mishnah. Mishnah basically broken up into six parts. So the first statement is a person makes a comment, Zegitech Immati. This is your get, he says, with my death. Immati, right? If I die, right? Not im with an I, im with an aleph. This is my get when I die. Or Zegitech Micholize, or he says, here's my get from this sickness. Rashi over here, Rashi's got quite. He says, "Imeti lo amar." Or he says, "Zegiteich lachar mita." This is my get after I die. In all these three cases, this is your get with my death. This is your get from the sickness, meaning if you die from the sickness, or this is your get after you die. Never say anything. Why? Because we know you can't give a get after you're dead. In all these three cases, the get is conditional on him dying. Now look what's missing. Remember, notice the word from we've learned this before, right? If he had said mihayom, it might have been different from now, but he never said that. So this is all these are tna'im, and that's what Rashi says over here. Right? He says in all of them, lo amar klum, the mashma lekeshamut means all the get will only kick in once he dies. No pun intended, right? But when he kicks in, the get will kick in, right? The ain get la'achamid. This thing is a get after he's dead. A dead man can't give a get. Now, those are the first three bavots. We've got one, two, three examples. The next foot number four. If he says mehayom imati. Now, in the first case, he said, Zegiti, this is your get with my imati if I die. Now he says, from today if I die. Or he says, from now if I die. Hareze get. So four and five are very, very good gets. Or good team. Mehayom, get. Okay, then case number six is where he says, Mehayom ula achar mita. From today and after I die. So the four and five were from today if I die. And from now, if I die. Case six is, from today and after my death. So there the Mishnah says, get, vein, or get. It's, one is a get, and then it isn't a get. What does it mean, it isn't, isn't? Ve'imate, if he dies, choletzet ve'lo mityam. She can't do yibum, she has to do chalitza. Why? Because we're not sure. Maybe it was a get. And therefore she can't do yibum. Because yibum is to your brother's wife, who was your brother's wife when he died. It was a get, right? So then it might have been a get. She wasn't your get, that Ruk Rashi. Mesapken, what's our safek? It now have a miayom imam. But was it when he said from today or and after I die? Is he saying that the t'nai is from today if I die? And therefore, since he dies, he was mekayim the t'nai. And therefore, nimtza should get mishak, and then would be a good get from the time that he died. Or chazra have it. Maybe no, maybe he said from today, and then he says he has death. He says, you know what? Not from today, after I die. So the one understanding is from today when I die, and therefore, if I die, and therefore, if he dies, it's the death, the get was the t'nai, the condition was fulfilled. And when was it a get? From today, if I die. The other possibility is, no, maybe it's from today. Or if I die, he's sort of changing his mind. He wanted to say from today, and he said, no, from tomorrow. Rashi says over here. Or chazra, change his mind. She chazar, we remind to Amram Yayom. He changed his mind, originally he said from now. V'amri, then he said, l'achamita, after I die. Yeah, get. V'ainu klum, then it's nothing. Why? D'bishlo megabei matana ikirim amar gufa mayom. With a gift, you can say, you know, it took place from today, and the gift is from now, but the period, l'achamita, you only bear the fruits after I die. In other words, you've got the ownership, but not the use. But hacha, he had a get, like in the memra, he can't say that. And the imishum tlevitat na have a memra, mehayom mati. If he was giving a condition, he should have said, mehayom imat, like we saw, mehayom meachshav. He was going to say, what's the ratio in the safe? Okay, so that's basically case number 6. Okay, then case number 7. Izegitech mehayom, this is your get from today. Imati micholize. If I die, he says, from this particular death. Now, what happens? He was sick. Meantime, v'aman, he got better. V'halach b'shuk, he went to the market. And then v'achalai, he got sick again. And then he died, umet. So now says the Mishnah, omni noto. We do an omet, yeah. We assess the situation. Imachmat chol erishon meitar ez get v'im lav eno get. Did he die from the original sickness? Because he said, here's your get if I die from this sickness, from michol izeh. But then he got better. But maybe he wasn't really better. And it was still the original sickness. And he died. Maybe Ptaka was better, and it's a new sickness, and therefore it wouldn't be a get. Okay, those are the 7 cases of the Mishnah. So the more is the worst luck is Alma, what do we see from that? The word imati, if I die, is the same as kila achar mita dami. Right? Imati is like kila achar mita. Because we said that zegitech imati, zegitech micholi, zegitech achar mita, lo amar klum. In all those 3 cases, it was as if he never said anything. So they're synonymous. If I die, right? That was case 1. From the sickness, case 2. Or after death, case 3. They're all exactly the same thing. So the Gemara says, Alma imit mati klachamit adami. Vahada tani, then the Mishnah went and told us what? Mehayom imati, or meachshim mati, cases 4 and 5. Right? Seem to be good. Imati, meachshim mati. Alma, we see here now, imati, lavke lachar mitadami. So make up your mind. The first case was, ze giteich imati. And we said, imati is like after Ada, and it wasn't a good death. Cases 4 and 5, we said again, imati, right? We said, meayom imati, from today if I die, and from now if I die. Which is really very similar to case number 1. And those were good gitin. So it seems to be, Alma imati, lav kelachamit, isn't after I die. Everybody got it, right? Make up your mind. So what's going on? Our rabbi says no. Imati, shtalish lo mashma, actually it can be used in 2 different contexts. Mashma me'achshav, or mashma kelachamit. You're right, sometimes it's now, and sometimes it means from now, and sometimes it means after I die. Look at Rashi, mashma ke me'achshav, im yit kayem t'nai zeh shamut, if the t'nai is fulfilled. It's a get from day 1. But if he says, right, if he says, but Achamita isn't a tnai, Achamita just basically is taking place. So it's not a buyer. It depends how imati is worked, right? It works. Look at that, and you can actually see it in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, first Mishnah says, Zegitech imati, this is your get, if I die. And that means nothing, because why? When's it your get? If he dies. In case 3 was, He said over case four. So it says, Mehayom, if I die, from today. So the from today changes the whole idea of imati, if I die. So that's really what I think Abai is saying. So Amalei, so someone says to Abai over here, I don't know who says this to Abai though. A man says to, example, a man says to his wife, Mehayom, right, those are cases 4 and 5. Abai just, this is the explanation of what Abai just wanted to say. Command Amala, Me'akshav Dami, if you said from now, Lo Amala Mehayom, if he never used the word Mehayom, that's cases 1, 2, and 3. So then, Command Amala, La'achar Mita Dami, if after I die. So if he says Mehayom, it is from today, it's now, it's not a knife after my death. The guy has to die for the death, for the get to come to get, but it's a get from now. And that's okay, because you're giving the get now, so she's got to wait till you die to actually for the get to work, but it's already a get from now. Well, if you say, la'achar mita, you're only giving her the get after you die. Right? And that you can't do because you're going to be dead already. Sorry. Okay, now we carry on. The Gemara says like this. Zegitech imati lo amar klum. That's the case number one we saw. Basically, 1, 2, and 3. Zegitech imati. So Amar Rav Huna said, but nonetheless, v'choletzet. Even though you're right, lo amar klum, she's not divorced, but if her husband dies, she can't do yibum. Why not? Look at Rashi. Klumar asrali tabel de besapke la yave get ilo. We'll look at Rashi, we'll see, because Rav Huna is basically saying, even though he said, right, Zegitech imati, the Mishnah said, lo amar klum, she's not divorced. So Rav Huna, we're still not sure though, maybe it is a get, and therefore she can't do yibum. She has to do chalitza. So we say, I don't understand. V'ha lo amar klum ketani? V'ha lo amar klum ketani? We learned in the Mishnah that the case was lo amar klum. Where the guy says, right, Zegitech imati, it's nothing. So he says, you're right, lo amar klum, das yulama. She didn't do anything. It even wasn't any good. She's still asked to the whole world. She can't get married. However, ule yabam nami asira. She's back to the yabam, she's also asu. So the Gemara is a little bit confused over here, right? It says, Vahami the Sefer. The Gemara says, wait a second. From the Sefer, now the Sefer in this case over here is case number 6. Case number 6 was, Me'ayom ala chamita get v'eno get, v'im meit choletz v'lo b'yabim. But then the Mishnah said, remember that was right, that was Abai explaining it. It said, Me'ayom ala chamita. Then if he says, from today and after my death, then we said it's a get and not a get. What does it mean? If he dies, she can't do chalitza, right? If he made, she has to do chalitza, she can't do yibum. So I understand, if the Sefer said choletzet, then it implies, deresha, yivuminami miyavma. When do we say that she can't do chalitza? She can't do yibum, she has to do chalitza. When he said case number 6, which what was case number 6? Said, mehayom, from today, ulachar mitna, after my death. We said, if he said from today and after my death, that's a safek. So if that's when there's a safek and we're saying that she can't do yibum, she has to do chalitza, because maybe it is a get. That means the previous cases, there's no maybe it was a get. It wasn't a get. If it wasn't a get and her husband died, he was married. She was married. So if they're married, then what? Do yibum. Correct? What's the problem? So the Gemara says, right? If Michal's Reisha, yibum in Abba. The Gemara says, no. Matnitin kerabanan. You're right. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about, he's saying Rabbanan. And that's Rabbanan who are the ones who say that case number 1, 2, and 3, Pasha is not a get, and therefore she's married, and therefore she can do yibum. It's only case number 6 where maybe it's a safek, because he said, Mehayom ulachamita, that maybe there might be some sort of reach of a get, and she couldn't do yibum. However, Rav Huna, Karabi Yossi, but Rav Huna is speaking over here now, and he said, even in case 1, 2, and 3, she can't do chalitz, she can't do, she has to do chalitza, he's talking like Rabbi Yossi, not like our Mishnah, like Rabbanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, Amas vano shel shtar mochiach alav. Rabbi Yossi says that we don't have to say mehay, because he says 6 is mehayom ulachar mita. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, we'll see now in a moment, there's another Gemara right over here. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin in Baba Batra, that a date on a shtar is as if he said mehayom. When a guy says mehayom from today and onwards, Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to say mehayom. The fact that there's a date on the shtar and you give the get with today's date on it, that's already miayom. Otherwise, why have you got a date? We can understand Rabbi Yossi, right? We can understand Rabbi Yossi, right? In other words, why have you got a date on your shtar? The date isn't relevant. The date's relevant to tell us that from today, your date, today's the date. Otherwise, why have a date? Right? And that's basically what Rashi says over here. Rabbi Yossi says, Rahuna Krabi Yossi Damar Hatam, Eno Tsarich, the Kasavas Banosho Star Mukhia, the date says you have to say Miayom, the Miayom Natando et Gufa Karka. From today, he was dropping the gift. He gave the person the land today. Vaprat Yochal Hubachayav, and right, the Im Lo Natan Lo Aguf Miachav, Lamanich Tas Mamma Star, what's the star there for? That's the Gosa, Amaras Banosho Star Mukhia collapse. He goes, wait a second. Rabbi Yossi. Just give me 1 second. Zami, I've got to call in the middle of a shir. I'll call you back. Sorry, can you hear me? Okay. So he says there, he says, Rabbi Yossi says, because he said, wait a second. But if that's the case, Rabbi Yossi chalitz nami lo tibai. Then Rabbi Yossi also shouldn't Rabbi Yossi chalitz nami lo tibai. One, look, Rashi. Ta'amar af agav de lo katav mi'ayom, kamande katav mi'ayom dami, mi'ayom imati t'nan b'matnit in the kasher. He says, wait a second, you can't hold the stick on both sides, right? Make up your mind. If Rabbi Yossi says we have to say mi'ayom, and any time a person gives a star with a date on it, it's as if he said mi'ayom, so then case number 1, 2, and 3, right? Zegiteich imati, is basically mehayom imati. And mehayom imati, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, in cases 4 and 5, mehayom imati, or meachshav imati, from today if I die, or from now if I die, I raise the get, it's a good get. So if Rabbi Yossi says, you don't ever say the word mehayom, then okay, beautiful. When we never said mehayom, it's if we said mehayom because there's a date on the star, then it's a proper get. And therefore there's no chalitza. It's clear, the woman's divorced. You already got, you following that? Right? That's Kashi Rabbi Yossi. On the Gemara says that. He says, Rabbi Yossi, Chalitz Nami Lubai. The Gemara says, wait a second. Maybe, he says, V'chita and Mesapke Rabbi Huna, Ihilchatak Rabbi Yossi, and Lachak Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Huna is really confused. Maybe Rabbi Huna, who said that we need Chalitza, he's not sure, is the halacha exactly like Rabbi Yossi with regard to the date being as if you said from today or not? Right, the Gemara says, why do you think that? We've got a case where Rabbi Rabbu was sick. And all the guys, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Huna went to visit him. And Rabbi Huna said to Rabbi Nachman on the way in to visit Rabbi Rabbu, he said, listen, remember, our question now is, does Rabbi Huna hold like Rabbi Yossi or not? Is that look like Rabbi Yossi or not? So he says, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Huna, by me name, Rabbi Rabbu, ask Rabbi Rabbu, halachak Rabbi Yossi and halachak Rabbi Yossi. He says to Rav Nachman, ask Rav Barvu if I look like Rabbi Yossi or not. So Rav Nachman says to him, Amalei, tam Rabbi Yossi lo yadana, halacha, yibayne. I don't understand Rabbi Yossi's reason. Well, I don't understand Rabbi Yossi when he comes and says, you don't need to say mi hayom from today because the date is like, I don't understand that logic. You want me to ask Rabbi Barvu if the halacha is like him? So it says to him, Rabbi Yossi, Amalei, at bayi minei halacha, I'll explain to the reason afterwards. You in the meantime ask Rav Baravua if the halacha is like him or not. So by a minute, he asked him. So Amar Leish, Rav Baravua says to test them all, Hachi Amar Rav, halachat Rabbi Yossi, says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And the Batad Nafik, Amar Lehal Tam Rabbi Yossi. And now Rav Huna keeps his word and promises Rav Nachman to explain to him what Rav Yossi's svari is. And he says, the Ksavar Zmano Shoshtar Mochiach Alav. That's why Rav Yossi's svar is pretty straightforward. The date on the star is essentially from when the star is taking effect. So if you give a woman a get and you say to her, here's your get, like in case number 1, Zegiteich imati, it's as if you said to her, mihayom, from today, because the date's on the star. So we see over here, Rav Huna hasn't got a safek, if I look like Rabbi Yossi or not. We're pretty confident. The woman says, no, you missed it. And the Masap Kelei, what's really troubling Rav Huna? Masap Kelei to Rav Huna, I am Rav Yossi Baal Peh I Lo Amar. When Rav Yossi said that the halacha, that you got a date on it, does it apply only if the condition that you're referring to, which is like a time-bound condition, is written into the star? And then Rav Yossi says the date governs that as if you said from today? Well, even if you didn't have it written, and if it was Baal Peh, verbal, like in our case, where the husband gives her a get, and it didn't say in the get anything about sickness, he wrote a get. And he gives her the get, and he says, yeah, this is your get from, if I die from this sickness. In a case like that, Rabbi Yossi also say then that the fact that there's a star in the date works, or only if the P'nai was written into the get. That's what Gemara says. So what's the Gemara? Misapkadei? Why do you think it's Misapuk? A guy says, yes, your get, but I don't come home within 12 months. And you die within 12 months. The Mishnah says, ain't no get. Why is it not a get? Look at Rashi over here. Because the Mishnah says over here, V'tani ala rabotainu hitirur in asay. Sorry. Tana Kama says, Eino get. Taroshav you a get ad yud bet cholesh. I'm going to get lach ramita. Because he said, only if I don't come back within 12 months. He died in the 12 months. So really the date of the 12 months now is going to be after he's dead already. So the t'nai really is after he's dead. Right? To be honest with you, I would have thought, what's different? He's not coming home after 12 months. He said 12 months, and he's not going to come home ever. So in 12 months, at the end of the 12 months, it will be a get. But they were saying, no, he had to be alive at the time of the 12 months and he never came home, and then it wouldn't be a get. But I suppose if he died during that time, it's not a get. But nonetheless, what do we learn about that Mishnah? I will tell you, Tirud and Asay. The people said she could get married. Right? He Tirud and Asay. Who's the people that the Beit Din that did it? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beit Din, the Sharu Mishcha. The same Beit Din that allowed us, right, to eat oil of goyim. Look at Rashi, the Shara Mishcha, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Remember that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's grandson. Sheitir Shmanan Shlovdei Kochavim Masechet Avod Azor. Vesavri Lach Rabbi Yossi. And he held like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Zmano Shostar Mochiach Alav. So again, the Gemara is not so satisfied. He says, no, that's, you haven't answered my question. And the Mesapkri Halacha Rabbi Yossi Baal Peh Oen Halacha. Says again, no, that's that could have been maybe written into the get. We're not so sure about that. We want to know if all of this is just verbal. Then would it be a case of the conscience of the Gemara says, again, why do you think that Rav Huna is Mesupak? Pahama Rava, the Gemara said, what is it? And Rava said that if a person says, Arezegiteich imati, the person says, yes, this is your get, if I die, right? Shani mate, or he says, what you get if I die, when I die. So I raise a get. It's a get. If he said, Kashamut, only when I die, in other words, only when I'm dead, or he said, Ulachar Mita, after I'm dead, then ain't a get, not a get. So we see over here that again, we're trying to prove now that Rav Huna hasn't got any sveikot over here about things being said about peh, that Rav Yossi's din of the date on the contract would be as if you said from today would apply, even if you said a Baal Peh not written into the start. It says, so we're now asked on Rava, this case of Ravas, what are we speaking about when we said, Hareze Giteich Imati, or Hareze Giteich Vashani Mate, when we said the get would be a good get? Amar La Mehayom, if you don't think that he added the words Mehayom, so I don't need any Chidushim over here, because that's even Rabbanan. Well, with Shikha Meimra, you got to tell me that. That's obvious. That's Pasha. Look at Rashi. Shikha Meimra, have a head yet tonight. It's written before us. It's written clearly. But in our Mishnah, me ayomi meita reze get. If a person says from today, imati with my death, it's a get. So it's obviously not a case of where he said me hayom from today. Vahatnan, me hayom. Sorry. Shikha Meimra, vahatnan, me ayomi meita reze get. El alav, what are you speaking about? De lo amala me hayom. Rabbi's been a case where he never used the words me hayom from today. And nonetheless, we still said the get's a good get. And who's that? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi. Rashi got a version over here. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi. Look at Rashi. Vashmina and Rava, the Baal Peh, Nami Rabbi Yossi, the Hilchatekavatei. And Rabbi Yossi said, telling us that. Rava's telling us that Rabbi Yossi said, even in the case of Baal Peh, the Lokas Lakim, and the Gemara ends up saying, Shma Mina, Halacha Ke Rabbi Yossi. Seems to be that's what we're speaking about, not a problem. So here, when Rava said, over here, v'choletzet, so we thought maybe I was saying choletzet, because maybe he wasn't sure about it. He said, no, he's absolutely perfect about it. He understands clear, Rabbi Yossi. Even about Baal Peh, Halacha would be like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, a person gives a shtar, the date on the shtar is good enough. It doesn't have to say Mihayom. Which really strengthens the question against the Gemara, why we say Becholetzet, right? Because it shouldn't be Chalitza, because even a person said Areze Gitech Imati, if he said Mihayom Imati, if there's a contract on the shtar. So Gemara says, no. Le Rava Pshidah, you can't prove anything here about Rav Huna from Rava. Because Le Rava Pshitele, Rava, it was Pashat Rava. That Rav Huna, that according to Rav Yossi, sorry, that as long as you have a date on the star, it's if you said from today, whether you did or didn't say it, and therefore you're right. That might have been a straightforward question of why do we have to have Chalitza. But for Rav Huna, when it says Rav Huna, Mesapkele, Rav Huna wasn't so convinced. And that's why Rav Huna said, you got to do Chalitza. Rav Huna said, you're right that Rabbi Yossi says, if you say from today, sorry, the Mishnah says if you say from today, then it's a good debt. And you're right that Rabbi Yossi says that the date on the shtar, mochiach, therefore it's if you said from today. But maybe, says Rav Huna, and therefore you would never have to do Chalitza in a case, because if a person gave a get to a wife, he never said me ayom from today, but had a date on it, and it just had a condition, if I die, when I die, it's if he said from today, when I die. So then obviously if you gave they get a good kosher get. So why did Rabbi Huna say you go do Chalitza? Because Rabbi Huna is not sure if that same principle of Rabbi Yossi applies if it wasn't written into the get. If the condition wasn't written, it was only a verbal condition. To Rava, it's fully clear, even a verbal condition. Rabbi Huna is not convinced. That's basically the conclusion of the Gemara at the moment in Akashia on Rabbi Huna of why he said Choletzet, if it's Mihayom. We've convinced ourselves, or the Gemara's convinced that Rabbi Huna wasn't 100% sure where Rabbi Yossi stood of verbal conditions. That's answer number one. The Gemara says, but another possible answer is, Lolam damala miayom v'rabana. Maybe really, these cases are all of Rabbana, where Rabbana said mihayom. Right? V'hane lishne istrichilei. And we had to mention all these possible versions. What is sha'ani mate, to teach us ke'im matidami, and kesh'amut ke'l'achar matidami. If you go back to the cases we said earlier on, we said over here, kesh'ani mate, 1 second. Okay, right. So then we rather said, Hareze Gitech Imati or Sha'ani mate, right? If I die or when I die, and we said that's a get, or when we said Keshamut, should I die, or after I die, we said it's not a get. We will say that really the reason Rav is bringing it up here is not to teach us anything about Rav Yossi. It's really all about Rabbana. And what we're learning here is Sha'ani mate is Ke'imati Dami. Right, and keshamut is klachar mita. So the imati dami, imati, and imati, right? We saw in our mishnah, but the interesting thing that in our mishnah we said imati is love klum. We said imati means nothing, but here in Rava he says imati is a get. Now, but nonetheless, maybe telling us that shani mate, and shani mate is also shani mate and imate, are basically the same thing. And Keshamut Lachamit are the same thing. Okay, maybe that's really what came to Javika Demat. Now that's version number one of the whole story of Rav Huna. So up until now, we basically come to the conclusion over here that version number one was that Rav Huna was confused about Rav Yossi, and Rav Huna wasn't confused about Rav Yossi. And we're talking, and the Gemara said, no, maybe not. Maybe really it's all Rabbana and the Rabbi Yossi whatsoever. And just covering all Rabbana we're teaching us is that those first two examples are synonymous, and the second example also synonymous. The Gemara now comes along and says, this whole Rav Huna, remember Rav Huna was, who said over here, v'choletzet, am Rav Huna v'choletzet, she must do chalitza, even though she said that on the first case of Zegitech Imati, and the Mishnah said, lo amar klum, he didn't do anything. We said, maybe that's not the case that Rav Huna is speaking about. Whereas, like as maybe, says, Veka de Matnila as Seifa. The Mishnah says, maybe Rav Huna is speaking about a different case. And what the Mishnah calls as Seifa here is, Zegitech la'achar mita. It's the third in the line of the first group. Remember, we had the first group was Zegitech Imati. This is your get if I die. And that's what we thought of who was picking up until now. Then we had a case number two was, this is your get from if I die from this sickness. And the third case was, this is your get after I die. That was probably the easiest one to understand is love klumu. Because that's a serious case of a guy telling a woman, he has your get, oh, you only get this get after I die. So the other good one says, maybe the first part of this of the daf we learned, that Rav Huna was referring to, you do chalitza, if you said, this is your get if I die. So some say, no. Rav Huna speaking about a case where he says, this is your get after I die. Okay, we're now speaking about that. So, it could amati la sefer. Some learn on the sefer. Zegidech achamit. Lo amar klum. And amar avhuna. Ula div Rav Yossi choletzet. Kont Rav Yossi, you'd have to do chalitza here. While you have to do chalitza, think about it for a second. He says, here's your get after I die. Oh, you have to do chalitza. So we alluded to it in the previous example of the Mishnah already, but we'll see how it works. Look at Rashi here quickly. Rabbi Yossi says, "Da'amar ki lo amar mehayom, command amar mehayom dami." Remember that Rabbi Yossi also said that even you never said mehayom, it's as if you said mehayom. So why do you have to do chalitza? Right, choletzet. The zman ashtar havelek mehayom, because the date on the contract isn't if you said from today. So if you said from today. The chimashre niyaleva, when you gave her the star, the get, said zegitech lachar mita. Why does he say choletzet ravuna? Mesapkelan itnahu ichazarahu. If you're right, he says, he agrees that the fact that you never said mi hayom doesn't matter to Rabbi Yossi. If you said mi hayom, because the date's on the star. So it's always if you said like from today, from the date of the star. So really, it should be a perfectly good get. It's only one little problem. Because you said, what were the words that you used? You said, Zegitech l'achar mita. Maybe you wanted to say, Zegitech, yeah, get divorced now. And in the middle of the sentence, you changed your mind. You said, you know what, l'achar mita. So maybe you actually changed your mind. So because you might have changed your mind, and therefore it's not a good get, you can't do, you're out, you, on the one hand, you might it might be a good get, because if you said, me ayom, on the other hand, it might not be a good get because you might have changed your mind. So, because he's not sure, he says, don't do Yibum on this because she might be divorced. Right? Do Chalitza, but you can't get married on it. Right? But in case of a Chalitza, Yibum, you can't do it. So, what I don't understand, isn't that seem like a Pshita? Mira Seifer, Rabbanan Choletzet, Reishnami, Rabbi Yossi Choletzet. Because she's a bit more confused. The Seifer said, remember, the Seifer we're referring to now over here is what I called case number 6. Where he says, "Me'ayom ulach amita," from today until or after I die, ulach and after I die, get vein or get. It's a get, isn't a get. If the husband dies, cholet v'lo b'tiabemet. There he said, "Me'ayom ulach amita." Remember, for Rabbi Yossi, whenever you give a get, if it's got a date on it, as if you said "Me'ayom," right? So if Rabbi Yossi says, "Hareze gitech ulach amita," it's as if he said, "Hareze gitech me'ayom ulach amita." And if Rabbanan, when a person says, "Arezi gitaych me'ayom ulach hamita," says, "Do chalitza, don't do yibum," then obviously Rabbi Yossi as well. If the person just said, "Here's your get ulach hamita after my death," as if he said me'ayom, it's basically Rabbi Yossi case number 3 the same as case number 6, correct? Because he adds in the me'ayom because there's a date. So the question is, what's the chidush? He says pshita min a sefer, meaning case number 6 Rabbanan choletzet, Rashanami Rabbi Yossi choletzet. Everybody clear with that? Because Rabbi Yossi says that even though you don't say mehayom from today, if you would have said from today, it's a good get. If you just said harezikitech mehayom, right, ulachar mita, so Rabbi Yossi would have said, no, that's not true. If you had said harezikitech, right, what would be a good get? What would be a good one? Says mehayom imati, arezei gitech mehayom imati. He has a get for you from today if I die. Rabbanan says it's a good get, correct? So according to Rabbi Yossi, if you just say arezei gitech imati if I die, it's also a good get because if you said mehayom imati, because as long as the dates, you have to say mehayom, correct? Everybody got that? Everybody agree with me on that? Right? Agree with me on that? So the same thing over here. When a person says he has your get from today and after I die. If Rabbanan say you got to do chalitza, In Rabbi Yossi, if you just say, here's your get after I die, it's as if you said, here's your get from today after I die, because he adds in the Mi'ayom. And in that case, Rabbanan said, when you say from today till after I die, you're going to do Chalitza. So, Sir Rabbi Yossi, if you never said from today, you said, here's my get after I die, you're going to do Chalitza. So, the Gemara understand, what's a kirch? It's pshit. Sefer Rabbanan Cholitz, Rashi Tami, Rabbi Yossi, the one said, no, is a chidush, why? Mahu letay, what would we have thought? Rabbi Yossi, Bahak, Rebbe's Frila. That maybe in a case like this, Rabbi Yossi told like Rebbe. What is the case of Rebbe? Ta'amar gitam aliyave, v'chazam eloti bayi. Maybe it's a perfectly good get. Rabbi Yossi might have thought, because Rebbe says it's a good get. You said from today, after I die, you say from today, Rebbe says it's fine. So what after you die? You're dying, it's the time that the get takes effect from today. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would hold like Rebbe. And that's the chirush. Kamash v'lan, delor Rebbe sabra like Rebbe, sabra like Rabbi Yossi, delor Rabbi Yossi like Rebbe. And when it says Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi don't hold each other at all, and the words I can explain to us what Rebbe holds like, what Rabbi Yossi holds like, and why they're not the same. Rebbe lo sabra like Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, but Rebbe diktani kaze get. Rebbe says, like this is a get. Le me'ute kam tikir Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says, isn't it a get? Gary says, no, it will be a good get. Rabbi Yossi sabra like Rebbe. And Rabbi Yossi, sorry, lo sabra like, doesn't hold like Rebbe. Diktani kaze get le me'ute Rebbe. He says, no, this is a get. This is a get. It's different to Rebbe's, this is a get. Now we have to look at Rashi for Rabbi Yossi's Kazeget. What's the Tani Kazeg? Rabbi Yossi Gabay Tnai the Kaman, we'll see on Ayn Vav later on, Val Korcha Lamutata, come to limit what a get is. Velo Ashkach and Lamata Ilabha, and what they say in the Mayom Ula Achar Mita. Person says from today and Achar Mita, Ashmin and Afa Gav, the Gabay Matana, if it was a gift, it would be kosher. You can give a gift like you can give from today and after my death. There was a guy gets ownership to any starts benefiting from the fruits after your death. But when it comes to a get, Kevin de Love Lashon Tanaihu, have a safek tanai safek chazar. Rebbe, the concern of here is when a person says today and after my death, he says he has not a gift. He had seen like it's a condition and it might be a change in mind. Otherwise he might have said today, he said, no, after my death. Maybe change his mind. I don't want to give you a divorce anymore from today. And the today is not from today after my death, but it was today. And he said, no, not after my death. And therefore, it's just after my death. All right? So he says that is as opposed to Rebbe. And Rebbe would have agreed. The girl says, Rebbe, what is Rebbe's? The Tanya me'ayom alachamit, the get when I get. And Rebbe says, because it's a perfectly good get. Rabbi Yossi Mahi, what does Rabbi Yossi say with regards to this? Look at Rashi. Yossi Mahi, eche ketani kaze. Where does Rabbi Yossi say, what is a get, Rabbi Yossi? What says, ditznan. Kitwood nuget liishti, says, write again and give it to my wife. Im lo bati mikan ad shtei meshachos, if I don't come back within 12 months. And then, katvuhu betoch shtei meshachos. So there he said, write the get and give it to my wife if I don't come back within 12 months. In other words, when must you write the get? Only in 12 months if I haven't come back. And what did the guys do? They quickly went and wrote the get within 12 months, but they waited for the 12 months and then atdu lachach shtei meshachos. That, Chachamim says, ain't no get. And Rabbi Yossi says, "Kaze get, that is a get." So basically, there's either chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. You might have thought Rabbi Yossi hold that Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that Rebbe. Rabbi said Rebbe is a bit more makil in all these sorts of things, right? And then we've got a different machloka. I don't want to go into that sugi over there now. A different sugi altogether. But that is the case. Rabbi Yossi would say that is a get. Rabbi is not a get, and therefore it was important still for Rav Huna to tell us that in a case like this, you'd have to do chalitz even though it might have been pashut. That Rebbe would do chalitz, we might have thought that it's actually a proper get like Rebbe. Rebbe would have said this is a proper get. You don't have to do chalitz. Okay, let's quickly finish off over here the last section over here.
Aaron, is intention not important here?
Well, we're not sure what the intention is. The guy's dead.
No, the guy's intention was if I don't come back in 12 months, this is a get, right?
Right, but he said write the get in 12 months. I'm not back, and they wrote the get now. So the question is, was he specific about having to wait 12 months before you actually write the get? Or did he not care? They want to go write the get now, they can write the get now. That's the argument, the suffix. Are we saying Dafka? Or are we saying not Dafka? I think that would be it over there. Now, can you just quickly show for the last time? I said I'll be finishing about quarter two. Let's quickly go through this last section over here. Misha said, Zegitech Mayomi Mati Micholi Zev, Amar Vadach Mashuk. So we've got a case of the guy says, you'll get if I die from the sickness. Meantime, he got better, he went to the marketplace, got sick again, and then he died. And we said in the Mishnah, we're doing Umdana, we're trying to assess whether he died from the original sickness or not. Was Amar Avuna Gito kematanato? Avuna says a get is like a matana. What's a matana? Ma matanato im amar chozer. If he recovers, he gave a guy a gift on his deathbed. Now if he recovers, he wants his gift back. Af gito so too, im amar chozer. If he gave a getting, he was going to die because he didn't want his wife to end up doing gibum with his brother. And now he's buried. He doesn't want to divorce her. And the Gemara says, and likewise, umagito, afagav lo parish, on the other hand, the get. He then never actually explained to the guys what to do with the get. Kavan amak could once say, right, afagav lo amak, never say, give it, afmatnato, kavan amak, tnu, once he says, give it, afagav lo kanu, mina, either was in a masa, kidding, they take it. That's the Gemara brings us a brighter, which seems to imply that a get and a matana sort of change your minds on a little bit. So Gemara now says, wait a second. And our Mishnah we learned, zegi teich mi ayomi mati mi cholizeh. This is your get from today, if he dies from a particular sickness. Then we said, he went around, walked, got better, he went to the marketplace, got sick again and died. Then we said, Om dinotoy machmat choli harishon mate. How does he get im lav eloget? Well, I don't understand. V'i amart im amad choseh. You're going to tell me, like we said a moment ago, we learned the girl we quoted over here from Dav v'samach vav, we learned that already, that if the guy got better, right, he took back his get. So, Lamali Umdala, why do I have to now assess what he died from? Haray Ahmad. The fact is, he got better. Look at Rashi. Ubit tel ha get me alav. The third wide line there at the bottom there. The get, no longer a get. Once the guy got better, there's no longer a get. So, what I care, he died again. He got sick again. The moment he got better, there's no longer a get. The get's cancelled. Clear, right? Everybody clear?
How can you give a get posthumously?
He's not posthumous, he's alive.
Yeah, but he says, if I die, then he has your get.
From today. From today. That's the whole chidush. The chidush is he says from today. We spent the last half an hour. Rabbi Yossi says, even you didn't say from today, but you had a date on the get, or if you said from today. But here he said from today. What?
Isn't that King David's thing? If I die, you have a get.
Well, that was the other thing of King David's army. He gave the get to the wife from today. If they never came from war, they were divorced from now. That was the thing with David, right? So Selwyn's right. That's the whole thing. You can't say la'achar mita, but you can't say mi hayom if I don't come back in 12 months because you're divorced from today. In other words, the t'nai isn't that you're only going to get the get after I die. That you do divorced from today. But yeah, this okay. So that's the gross question. Why, but once you got no. Let me just finish this. Let's just finish quickly and then we'll take questions, right? So he says lama amud hare amad. So Amar Marbarei Rav Yosef, Mishrei de Rav, he says, no. She nitek micholi lecholi. What really happened was he never got better. He just went from one sickness to the other sickness. And now our question is, what did he really die from? From the new sickness to the ultimate, he never got better in the middle. Well, I don't understand what you mean, but Amad Katari, the Mishnah says, he got better. Amad, he stood up, he got better. He said, no. Amad micholi zev nafal lecholi acher. What it means is that he just got better from one, but straight away sick from the other. He never actually got better. So I understand. Halach b'shuk. He said he walked in the market. You're right. Halach amishanto. He walked on his walking stick. He battled. He stumbled across. Let's end up over here. He didn't really get better. We'll carry on tomorrow.